The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Key Marine Center.
Say you can't take it with you. You know, I'm talking about the money or the boat. Might as well have some fun while you're here on Earth, right?
I agree.
Get you a boat. I mean, look at the weather outside this weekend. Man, it's awesome out there.
Goodness, yes.
Yeah, it's going to be a great weekend as far as weather goes, I think. And I know it's going to be nice today. I'm going to try to get my boat in the water this afternoon. We'll see what happens with that. You know, I just love doing sunset cruises and just hanging out on the water, you know, no matter what. It's kind of nice to go out in the evenings now.
Oh, yeah.
You know, go out on the water and look for dolphin and just hang out and watch for sunset and stuff like that. You know, you go out about 3 or 4 o'clock. I'm giving away my secrets. Now the boat ramp's going to be full, you know. But anyway, yeah, money can buy you a boat.
My question is, will you buy me a boat?
Buy you a boat, right. Well, you find somebody that has a boat and somebody that knows how to keep it maintained, right? And we train people to do that, so you never know. You are listening to Boat Smart. It is a call-in show. 850-437-1620 is the number. Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida is our sponsor. Key Marine, located at 5621 Bayer Road here in Pensacola. 850-492-0487 is their phone number. 850-492-0487. KeyMarineCenter.com is their website. They have a nice website there. They put all their engines that they have in stock and are for sale. Sometimes if you listen to my show, you get the advantage of calling them before they actually put them on the website. So if you call them out there and say, hey, I heard your show on, you know, Boat Smart, heard your sponsorship, we want to get an engine and we want to do it before we get it on the website, so you don't have to, you know, you can give us a special deal for listening to Boat Smart. If you mention us, they will help you out. But check them out. KeyMarineCenter.com is a place to go. They have consignment sales on there as well, and they have a place you can contact them. They also have a Facebook page that they have. I haven't been on their Facebook in a little while, but they have a Facebook page as well. Key Marine is your Yamaha, Mercury, and Suzuki Repower Center. Key Marine Center specializes in service repair on MerCruiser, Mercury, Yamaha, and Suzuki products. And I always like to say they have some of my students out there working, and that's, you know, they just hire my students. They love my students, and we send them out there and put them to work at all kinds of locations, not only here in Pensacola, but all over. So
I think we got a comment already.
All right, let's have it.
I was just working on my even ride, trying to take the carburetor off, and the stud came off block instead of just the nut.
Ah, okay. That's a comment. And so, yeah, it don't matter what motor it is, actually, because what happened was the stud broke loose from the actual intake. Not a big deal. Just try to get the nut off of that stud. You can do that using a small pair of vice grips or something like that. And then when you reinstall that stud back into the manifold, you just put a shot of red Loctite on that, and the next time you try to pull that out, it'll stay.
Awesome.
So hopefully you don't have to do that very often, you know,
right?
But yeah, it's not a big deal. As long as the threads are still good, just put a little shot of red Loctite on that and put it back in, put the stud back in. You can actually, if you wanted to, you could leave the nut on there, put, if it'll work for you, and then go ahead and put, you know, put it back on, the carburetor back on when you're finished. And then the Loctite will hold it next time. So good. That's an easy fix.
Awesome.
Yep. Thank you for that text. We appreciate that. So we just got back to school Monday. And, wow, what a start. I'm telling you, my class is loaded up. In the first half, I've got 25 students sitting in my class right now.
Wowie.
This is including 14 brand new students. Four of them are dual enrolled students, which are high school students that are in my class. And when you look across the 14, I've got two older students, you know, and I'm not saying super older students, but older gentlemen. And the rest of them are either fresh out of high school or just real close out of high school, which is very exciting.
Yes.
Because that means we're attracting younger people into, you know, career technical education. And to me, that's the direction we need to go. Don't get me wrong. You know, if you're looking for a career or whatever and you're older, we can help you there too. But to see the younger people come in the classroom is awesome. You know, it's just to have that younger generation.
Yeah.
In my
awesome.
Classroom. So it's really, we've had a great start this week. The students are well engaged. We have everybody showing up very excited to be in the classroom. And I have to keep that excitement going. You know, it's something that, you know, as an instructor, you try to do, right? You know, and I don't mean this in a way of a negative way, but a lot of times when you are teaching a class, you basically have to be an entertainer as well as an instructor or teacher,
right?
Because you have to keep people engaged, right? So that's you're basically on stage for 6.25 hours a day or more, because a lot of time my students come in early, you know. And I was telling them last night as we did our What Did You Learn, I said, y'all have worn me out this week, you know. We come off of summer school, we have a little bit of a break, and then we go straight to night class. My class goes to nights where I'm there from 11 o'clock in the morning until 9 o'clock at night, and students are 2:15 till 9 o'clock at night. And, you know, I'm just kind of looking at how I'm going to move forward, how I'm going to engage the students as we move forward. You know, the first week is really tough. You're trying to get everybody on computers and laptops and all that stuff and just get them moving, you know. But I can say this group of students have a great attitude. And they're very, very well engaged. And some of them are friends with each other already, which is a good thing. You
right.
know, they already know each other. So that's helping, too. And, of course, we do our introductions when they all come into class. So it's a very exciting time as we begin the new year, the new school year. Our years run by school years. And we're very excited about all the stuff that's going on at Georgetown Tech and all the classes that are full and stuff. So, you know, the last week I had financial aid, and I heard that financial aid is so busy from our show. I guess we're attracting people over there, which is awesome. You know, so they have lines out the door over there. And this week we want to talk about how do we transition students from the classroom into jobs, right? How do we do that? And there's so many factors to go along with that. And today I have Miss Susan Shockley in here with me, and she told me that she is our co-op placement coordinator. That is your job title?
Correct.
Okay. And she does a lot of stuff behind the scenes, but she also is out front with my students and all the students at Georgetown Tech. And you are a co-op placement coordinator. And let's talk about, I think we're going to talk about what you do as far as co-op first.
Yes.
So let's talk about that. Give a little explanation of what that is.
Okay. Well, good morning, everyone. And thank you so much for letting me be on the show and talk about our wonderful school. The Cooperative Education Program is our on-the-job training program. And the way that it works is the student has to complete half of the program hours in the classroom with the instructor. And once they do that, then they're eligible for co-op. Even if they're eligible, though, the most important thing that happens is they must get a teacher recommendation saying that they are ready to go out and work in the field. So once they've attained their hours and they get the teacher recommendation, then they can actually go out and work in the Marine Service industry or whichever program that they're enrolled in. So it works out really great for the students because it gets them some real-world experience, and it also works out great for the employer because they can see if the student is a good fit for their business. So it works both ways. It's a great opportunity for our students. We rarely have a student that does not do well in co-op, especially in Marine Service, because Mr. Schmidt makes sure that they
Schmidt.
Do well.
Right.
He goes and meets with the employers if there's an issue with a student, and sometimes there is. Some of these students, like he said, are fresh out of high school, never worked in the industry before, so there may be some issues going on. If so, his employers know they can contact him. He can get involved and help solve the problem that the student is having.
We want to correct the problem. We don't want to pull them out of there, right?
Right.
We want to keep them engaged in the field.
That's exactly so, right. And that's why it's so very important for us to have a relationship with our employers where they know they can contact us if something is going on with a student. So it ends up being a win-win situation for everybody.
Yeah, and I think that when you place a student in that co-op and you have that relationship, it makes the student more successful. Most of our co-op situations, the employers keep the students, don't they?
Yes, I would say probably 95% of our co-op students across the school stay in the job that they co-op in. They're offered an employment opportunity once they finish co-op. Now, co-op is an employment opportunity because they are paid for that.
Right.
They do get regular pay, regular benefits. It's just as if they were hired by the company. So, but I think it helps the student because the company understands or the employer understands they are students, they are learning,
right,
and they may need a little bit of assistance to be a good employee.
Real world experience.
Yes, ma'am. Every day.
That's great.
So, yes, it is. It's a great program.
And that's what helps us to make the students successful is that relationship
exactly.
that we have with the employers and
yes.
working at. I had a location that I was having some issues with a co-op student, and I don't have a lot of issues, and it's something most of the time is minor. I think this one was he was maybe eating breakfast or something right after he clocked in or something. It was something minor, but to an employer, it's major because in my opinion, you're stealing from the employer when that happens. I don't want to make this a big deal, blow out of proportion kind of situation, but some people don't understand that.
Right.
You clock in, drink coffee, whatever. You drink coffee before you clock in kind of situation, you know? So anyway, I was checking on a student. They called me in, and so we actually took the student. Myself, the service manager, and the student went out to a picnic table area, right? So now I have this little thing. I say, you don't want me to take you to the picnic table,
right?
Right? If I'm taking you to the picnic table, we got a problem, right? But what actually happened, we had a conversation with the student, the service manager, and I, and, you know, overall, they were doing very well. But we corrected that problem, and the student continued to work there and graduated Georgetown Marine Service Technology class, and we got him squared away. He just didn't understand. And with me and the service manager explaining all that to him, it worked out.
It and you know what? That is the benefit of co-op, is the student learns what's acceptable, what's not acceptable in the Marine Service field, and which helps them be successful whenever they finish the program.
Right.
So it's really important that we work with our employers. But the one thing is, the employer understands it's a student. He may not know, or
right.
she may not know exactly how they're supposed to act when
right.
they're at work.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
we help them learn that.
Yeah.
I mean, we have some very young students that really, some of them haven't worked at all, so it gives them that experience.
So you actually help students to understand how to interview, how to do job applications. This is all the stuff in the background that
yes.
she does. And I send a lot of my students to Ms. Shockley. I do, because she has input that I don't necessarily have, you know, or she can reinforce what I'm saying.
Right.
Like, you probably shouldn't wear that hat cocked sideways at the interview, or even wear a hat.
Yes.
You probably should get a haircut, maybe shave, you know, or the type of clothes that you should have to wear, and you know, how you're being interviewed the second you walk in a door, right? As soon as you walk into, if somebody's putting an application here, a resume, as soon as they walk in the door and they walk past the receptionist, they're being interviewed, and that's my opinion.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So when you walk in, you're being interviewed by the people that work there. So Ms. Shockley talked to my students, helps with resumes. So talk a little bit about the resume building and maybe job interview tasks and stuff like that.
Yes. Career services we provide to our students, and it's all free of charge. If you're a student or a former student at George Stone, you can come and see me, and I will help you build a resume. I give out a little resume worksheet. And they fill that out, and then we get together, and we put a resume together, a professional resume. Sometimes students think they have a resume, but in actuality, it's not very professional. So it's good for them to let me look at it and make some suggestions, or, you know, tell them what needs to be on there. And then we build it up, comes out very professional. We also do letters of application. I'll help them do that. We've even done some resignation letters where students are wanting to change jobs, and they're ready to leave, and they want to leave on the right note.
Right.
So they come see me about doing a resignation letter. So, and some of the other things that I do with students is I do talk to them about their attire when they go, because some of them, they don't know. They think they can just go looking like they do to come to school.
Right.
And sometimes that's not true. They need to look a little bit better whenever they go for an interview.
Right.
So we talk about that. And I also do mock interviews where the students come in and I pretend to be an employer and ask them interview questions and give them feedback on their answers. Sometimes the counselors help me with that, or even our administration. Sometimes they'll do mock interviews just to help the student get ready. Some students who have never really worked out in the field, they're nervous about. I have one student, one of Mr. Schmidt's students that come to mind. She was very skilled, had the technical skills, but she was very nervous about going on the interview and what they were going to ask her and what she was going to say. So we practiced with her. We did mock interviews. We talked about what she needed to do and what she needed to wear. And she was very successful. She got a job. She had a resume. She got a job. And as far as I know, she's still in the field. So,
yeah, we help them with all aspects of interviewing and going to the interview and how to speak with the employers and stuff. Again, this is a call-in show. You can call or text 850-437-1620. Maybe you have somebody struggling going through an interview process or something. Maybe you yourself or, you know, you need to ask a question to Ms. Shockley. She's more than happy to answer those questions for you. And she would be doing that today, 850-437-1620. So when you're building resumes, sometimes we have resumes. Let's talk about this. This is a subject that we help people with, okay? Military resumes. Sometimes they're way stacked with a lot of information that are not pertinent to the job they're getting, right? That's one situation. And then the other aspect is, and this is a real thing, okay? Because we have people who come through our class that have felonies, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it's very difficult to navigate a resume and an interview process and all that when you have that baggage on top of you.
Right.
And I like to think that we will help you second and third chances, and we're going to help you. And a lot of times it starts with the resume in those two situations, right?
It does.
And felonies.
A lot of former military, let me preface it with this. In the military, when you do a resume, they usually want a book. They want to know every single thing you've done your whole life. And, when you go out into a private company, they're looking more for what can you do in the Marine service field, mm-hmm. you know? So we kind of have to, and usually the guys are a little bit resistant to it because they want to put out there what they've done, and they've done important work, so I don't blame them. But we have to pare down their resume a little bit and get it ready for the private sector. So we do that. And then we have some students that have never done a resume in their life. I had a boy tell me the other day, he said, nobody's ever helped me do anything like this. He was just so grateful to have that help. Because if you think about it, nobody's going to call you. If your resume is a mess and you don't know what to put on there, they're not going to even, they'll just throw it away. And then you won't even get a chance to go in there and talk to them about why you're qualified for the job. So building the resume is extremely important, and so we try to help everybody. We have such a diverse group of students. We have older students, students that have never held a job before in their life. It just runs the gamut, and so we try to help everybody as best we can. And that's part of our services at George Stone. I mean, career services, that's part of our job, is to help you get a good placement in the field.
I think it really speaks to job ready.
Yes.
On all aspects.
Definitely. Definitely it does. And, we never just throw a student out there and say, oh, well, you finished the program. Goodbye. Go on. Find a job on your own. And they can always come to career services to get help. Students that have graduated, maybe they are not working in the field, but they want to, they come back and they will get assistance with their resume and, you know, their letters and their applications and all that kind of stuff.
So how do employers, because this is a big part of what we do, how do employers connect with us at Georgetown and stay engaged with us for their future employees?
Well, it's the relationship between the instructor and the employers is extremely important. We also have advisory boards for every one of our program. Those advisory boards actually have employers in the field on the advisory board, and we meet with them at least once a year, every year.
Right.
So, and they tell us what they're looking for so that we can include that on the resume or the cover letter or whatever. So the relationship that the instructor and even I build with those employers is extremely important. So we stay in touch. We find out what they need. We ask them, especially at the advisory meetings. We say, what do you want us to teach your potential employers, right, employees? So that's a very, very, very important part of our programs at Georgetown.
Yeah, staying engaged with the potential employers. And Jeff Crane has stopped by from Yamaha. I like to mention that. He stopped by this week. He always stops by during the first week. He wants to see. And he's our Yamaha representative. And he just walks in and he goes and sits at the back of my classroom and watches me during a lecture, you know, and just kind of hangs out there. And we had a conversation after about getting ready to play students. Got several right now that are getting ready to move out and move into the field, right? And I said, you know about any opportunities out there, you know, because he always does. And one of the things he said to me was, and this is very, straight and to the point, we want to place students at locations where the actual employer is engaged with us as, yes, well as we being engaged with them. And understand this, you know, if you're calling me only for employees, but you're not helping me support my class, you know, I'm probably going to lean more toward a location where that's calling me, checking on me, and has a conversation with me about what we need and what they need and those kind of things, right?
Yes, yes.
So that's a big part of it.
It is a big part of it. And also, let me say, co-op, we do not just throw the student out there and say, you know, do the best you can or whatever. We stay in touch with the employer to make sure they're learning what they need to be learning. You know, if they're going down there and all they're doing is sweeping up and, you know, maybe emptying the trash or something like that, that won't work for co-op.
Right.
They have to be actually engaged in Marine service work. Yep. In order for them to co-op. And the employer has to understand that.
Yeah.
You know, because I've had employers that have called, wanted to hire one of our students, but they weren't actually going to be doing actual work. They were going to be doing what they need an extra employee for. And so it's really important. You know, that's a two-way street. Yes, our employers have to be engaged with us. We have to be engaged with our employers.
Exactly.
And we do. I think our instructors do a fantastic job with that.
And I think you do a fantastic job because many times I'll say to her, I can't make this one. This is going to be tough for me to get out of here. And you'll go actually do the visit for me. Yeah. And she has some particular places. I have a place down in Key West, Florida. I don't know why she likes to go down there all the time.
I mean, I'll go with you next time.
Right? No, we really don't go that far. But we have some locations that she loves to go to that have dogs and stuff. And apparently,
yes,
you like to pet the dogs and stuff,
yes,
and visit.
Yeah.
And, you know, so she has some places that she really likes to go to. And she'll say, I'll do that one for you, you know.
Yeah.
But that's good because she has a great rapport, you know, with,
right,
those employers and things like that. So that really helps us out.
Right. And let me mention, you know, if we have students out of this area, we place co-op students all the way down to Panama City, over in Gulf Shores, Orange Beach. So we're not limited just to Pensacola. We can place them any place that I can travel during the day,
yep,
and
yep,
come back,
yep,
at night, then
we can do it.
We can do it.
Yep. Well, it's almost out of time again. I appreciate,
yes,
you being in here. Okay.
Okay. Thank
and,
you so
I'll
much.
I'll tell you what, you know, this is a quick show. We got a lot of good information out there.
Sure.
You know, if you're interested in a job or a new career, Georgetown Technical College is the place to go. Check out Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida at 5621 Bower Road. Give them a call, 850-492-0487. Thanks for listening, and thank you for that text earlier. We